Okay, good evening and welcome to the regular Lebanon Township meeting of July 18th, 2018. In compliance with the Open Public Meeting Act, this is a regular meeting of the Township Committee. The meeting notice has been posted at the Municipal Building, distributed to the Hunterdon Review, Courier News, the Express Times, the Hunterdon County Democrat, and the Star Ledger. Would you please all rise for the flag salute, followed by a moment of silence for our servicemen and women, especially the two that were killed in Afghanistan. Pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. First item is the presentation of the minutes, which, if there's no objection, we could consolidate the minutes of the regular meeting of June 20th and the minutes of the executive session of June 20th, 2018. Any comments, discussion, or motion to adopt or to accept?
I'll make a motion to adopt the regular meeting minutes for June 20th and the executive session meetings for June 20th.
I'll second that.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. Next, we would open the meeting to public comment, limited to agenda items only. There's a motion to open.
So moved.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. This time, any member of the public who would like to make a comment limited to the items on the agenda, come to the microphone. Seeing none, is there a motion to close?
Make a motion to close this portion of public comment.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. First order of business, then, is the public hearing on Ordinance Number 2018-04. This is an ordinance of the Township of Lebanon, County of Hunterdon, supplementing Article 2, Chapter 77 of our ordinances to allow for the appointment of Special Law Enforcement Officers Class 3. This is because we're in discussions with both the high school and our local schools to have retired officers serve as security officers in these schools, and the state has provided this Class 3 Special Law Enforcement Officer position, which we are creating through this ordinance. Given that this is a public hearing, is there a motion to open the public comment?
I'll make a motion to open the public comment on Ordinance Number 2018-4.
Second.
Roll call. Yes.
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 Yes. If any member of the public would like to make a comment on Ordinance 2018-04, you can come forward. Seeing none, is there a motion to close?
I'll make that motion to close.
I'll second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. Any comment among the committee?
I'm good.
If not, is there a motion to adopt Ordinance 2018-04, the appointment of Special Law Enforcement Officers Class 3?
Make the motion to adopt Ordinance 2018-04.
I'll second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. Okay. Next on the agenda is Resolution 54-2018. This is to extend the grace period for property taxes. Turns out the county hasn't certified the tax rate, although I believe that's on the agenda tonight for the freeholder meeting, so we won't be able to mail out the tax bills with 25 days for the return of that. So this allows for whenever those tax bills get out, which should be in a week or two now, that there would be a 25-day grace period before the interest is charged. Is there a discussion?
Well, yeah, you want me to just clarify?
Yep.
When I was reading through it, I was checking the statute, and there is a statute that's more specific to the 25-day mailing of the tax bills and the retroactive to August 1st delinquency, and that is statute 54-4-64. Instead of 6-6. So I printed it out, I gave it to Karen. She's going to run it by the tax collector and just for their consideration.
So the motion for the resolution would be subject to clarification of the statute cited in the resolution. Not mistaken.
Yeah, that's good.
Any other discussion? Motion?
I'll make a motion to pass resolution number 54-2018, subject to the tax collector distinguishing, is it either going to be 54-464 or 54-466?
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. So then we're on to old business. First item of old business is the Monmouth Telecom Telephone System Service Agreement. This has been in front of the committee a few times. I don't think we need to discuss the particulars of the system at this point. The one update for the last meeting or so, our attorney has been negotiating terms of the contract with the seller, or with the service provider, Monmouth Telecom, and I believe they've agreed to all of the changes except Section 8, Paragraph 15. And I'll first tell you my understanding of it, and then Matt Lyons can correct me or not. My understanding of that is in that section they say that this contract renews annually, and if we were to terminate the contract during that annual period, we would have to pay the monthly premiums for the rest of the period that we haven't terminated the contract, so-called liquidated damages. By my understanding, given that the monthly charges are something in the range of $375, our maximum exposure, if on the first day after we entered the contract we chose to exit the contract, we're talking a maximum of something like $4,500 of exposure. The provider wants, for their business purposes, to keep that opportunity. It's in our control if we terminate. I mean, presumably we don't have to. It's a first-rate service provider. So it's up to us to decide to terminate the contract on the last day of a contract if for some reason we want to make a change. If they're not performing and we need to change earlier, I think there are other remedies that we can also pursue. So the attorney tells us that's the one clause that he thinks the committee should give their judgment on.
Yeah, and I realize the amount's at stake. I will confess to taking an academic or lawyer approach to it, in that normally averse to making it that easy for us to have to pay sums. However, as the mayor stated, as long as everybody understands that's a factor as we go forward, if we would want to get out, we'd either have to absorb the cost or run out the term. If it's such that we're just not happy, but it's functioning, it would probably be advisable to just run it out and start anew at the end of that. So I don't think as the mayor stated, there's not significant exposure, and they are rigid on the term, and understandably so, because they indicate that they don't move on that particular. So that's.
But they did agree to all the other issues.
Yes, that's so it's left to your discretion. I wouldn't call it a deal breaker if I thought it was an exorbitant amount of exposure to the township. I would certainly have a different, more rigid position. But it's a quantifiable number that is not that large in the scheme of things.
So. Again, this has been in front of us a few times. Any further discussion or motion to enter into the contract in front of us with Monmouth Telecom?
I mean, that's the only issue. I'd say approve the contract. So I'd make the motion to approve the contract as is, with the with the crossed out except for that one section that they won't move on, and approve the mayor and or clerk to sign the contracts.
I'll second that.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Thank you very much.
Good job.
And just to remind everyone, our phone bill goes from something like $1,100 a month to $375 a month under the new contract. So this pays for itself relatively quickly.
And we get new phones.
And we get new phones, and our last phone system is something like 25 years old. So time to start saving money. Okay. Next on the agenda is social media. Mark, would you like to give the...
So it was brought to my attention that someone was let me back up. Yeah. So we had started a Facebook page with the intention to be a one-way page. We're putting out information only. And it worked fine for a few months. And then it was brought to my attention that someone was able to put a comment on it. I then found out that Facebook, when their whole new campaign that they have, doesn't allow you to have a way to not comment. Everybody's allowed to comment. You can't block comments in its entirety. You can block keywords. The problem is it still retains the comments, so it still falls under the Oprah and all the other stuff we have to do. So I turned off the Facebook page until we can come up with a better plan. I have to have a conversation with Karen Newman about the website, how we can have some other way to have a better one-way, more immediate path to get information to the public, and that's really what the intent of it was, is, you know, events, storm events, quick ways for staff, the committee, to get information to the public in a way that public can easily typically get it on their phone, even if their power's out. Seeing as how this right now with Facebook is a problem, I imagine we're not the only ones yelling at them, because I've sent an email request into them on a couple of different, you know, ways that they have in there, and I'm sure I'm not the only one. There's other government groups that said, hey, wait a second, this is not what I expected. Either we might go back to Facebook if they decide to go back to that ability to block commenting in its entirety, or, like I said, I'll talk to Karen Newman in a little more detail to find out if there's some other way we can put information a little more easily than posting it, you know, to the website, to have a little more like a feed, so to speak, that people can update and quickly.
Well, so, was it a negative comment, you mean?
No, it was just being able to comment, period. The whole point of it is to have nobody be able to, so we wouldn't have to have somebody moderate it, you know. Otherwise, you have to have somebody checking it, making sure that there's not bad words, etc., but it still falls under Oprah because it's a public forum kind of thing. So if we just don't allow any comments, then it's outside of that. But Facebook messed that up. So right now it's turned off. So if anybody was following it or whatever, you'll notice you're not. I don't know. You're probably still you might be still following it, but it doesn't exist. There's nothing there right now until we come up with a new plan to move forward with that. So I don't have one yet.
So the effort continues, but
yes, I thought I was there, but no.
We don't have what we don't have.
Yeah, exactly.
I'd like one item of old business that I'd like to add on the agenda is regarding the so-called Pelio open space acquisition, the 244 acres that we'd also been calling the Teeter Town to Point Mountain Link in the northern corner of our township. The Green Acres funding arrived this afternoon. We found it this afternoon. Closing is scheduled tomorrow at the county freeholder offices tomorrow morning, so 244 acres of open space should be realized as of tomorrow. Any other old business? With that, on to new business. First item on the agenda for new business is river signage at the Musconetgong River crossing, and we have two representatives from the Musconetgong Watershed Association who will make this presentation for us. And of course, please introduce yourselves.
Nancy Lawler, Musconetgong Watershed Association. I also live at 14 Simons Lane in Lebanon Township.
Also members of the Lebanon Township Environmental Open Space Commission.
Right.
Eric Hendrickson, 155 Mountaintop Road. I'm with the MWA, but we're also the Lebanon Township representatives for the Musconetgong River Management Council, which is the driving force behind this signage.
So, thanks for in honor of this year marks the 50th anniversary of the Wild and Scenic Act, and as you know from past meetings, the Lebanon Township is a partner to the Musconetgong River Management Council. The Musconetgong is kind of unusual in the Wild and Scenic program, is that because it runs through private and public lands, there is the management of that, of the river, falls to a partnership of local municipalities and nonprofits that take an interest in the river. And Lebanon Township has representation. we're yours. So in honor of the 50th anniversary this year, the Musconetcong Watershed Association, who's the coordinator of the council, decided that one of the things that would be terrific to do is to make people aware of the asset of the Musconetcong River by putting signs at every bridge crossing that is within the wild and scenic zone. And so there are 5 bridges in Lebanon Township, and so we are planning, and we have permission from the county to put small signs talking about, you know, let's say it's a wild and scenic river, and that it's managed by the River Management Council.
And that's a pretty elite distinction, if I'm not mistaken, isn't it? The wild
yes.
and scenic.
Yes, there are 203 rivers in the United States that have that designation, and we are only one of 3 in New Jersey, so that's pretty special.
Mm-hmm.
One of our other partnership municipalities, Bethlehem Township, decided that in lieu of having those signs, they would like to have Bethlehem Township as on the sign. And so they made up a design and they submitted to us, and we all agreed, wow, what a great idea. And we thought, well, maybe other towns that are partners would also like to participate. So I reached out to Mayor Schmidt and talked about what kind of information that you need to do this. So basically, what we would like to know is if Lebanon Township would like a custom wild and scenic river management sign. And I quickly have to admit, you know, I had to get this to you by last Friday so that you guys would be able to make the decision today. It's about $300, somewhere in that. We went out, we got a quote from a local sign company about how much it would cost per the sign that would fit all the information that you would want on the sign. And as I said, it comes out to about $300 in the quote I included in the package. So basically, the choice is you either get the free sign on a post, or you can pay for the custom sign, and you have 5 ridges. You can make decisions to have 1, 2, 3, none. But we just want to know today how many of the free signs.
If I could just interject as well, since our DPW supervisor's here, I brought this to his attention. Some of the bridges may not accommodate. The custom sign is 42 inches wide, as opposed to the oval sign. So some may accommodate, some may not.
Right.
I don't think we're in a position to decide that tonight. So let me just frame what I'd ask the committee to decide is, number one, are we willing to accept free signs, the small signs? Do we want to authorize between the Musconetcong team and Warren and the county up to a budget of, say, $1,500, that we would like 5 signs if it's possible, and let them work on it? And they have a grant deadline of July 30th, so this is the night we need to give them direction. I don't think we can have a final decision, but I think we turn it over to the experts to do that. And the $1,500, Warren said he's got money in his road budget for signs that we could take it out of that.
That would be a sign you would only see by one way.
We can only put it on our township side of the bridge.
That was the outgoing side.
So it's more or less a thanks for visiting.
The only question I had, and it's a Matt question, is there any more liability to the township than with our name on it versus no name on it?
No, it's an informational sign as opposed to any type of commercial sign or whatnot, mm-hmm. So it's not going to, the presence or absence of our name on that sign is not going to change it one way or the other.
Are they permanent signs?
Yeah, they'd be aluminum reflective, you know, highway grade signs. Any other discussion? Or again, I think the motion would be to empower the Nancy and Eric to work with their grant sources, the county, which they're in touch with, and Warren, and authorize them for, say, up to $1,500, five signs, or however many signs is it.
And Warren would install them?
Yeah, we discussed that as well. He's got the right.
Personally.
But we're only installing, are there any of these bridges that we are both sides of the bridge?
No.
So we only have to deal with one side of the bridge.
The Musconetcan is actually a very unusual river in that it flows through no township. It's not like
border.
Other rivers. It's a border river. It borders counties. It splits counties and towns. And,
so we only have five signs to deal with, and it's entire.
It's on our side of five bridges.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Gotcha, okay.
Some of which may not physically accommodate a 42-inch sign.
Gotcha.
Do we know how many would accommodate a 42-inch sign?
No, that's why I think we give them some time to figure that out. And I assume the county may want to weigh in on that somewhere.
So it's not going to be on a pole. It's going to be actually attached to the bridge.
No, I think it would be on a pole.
Two posts for the wider sign?
Yes.
Two poles.
Yeah,
a single post for the small sign?
The small signs will probably fit on one. And in some cases, there's already a pole there. It says Musconetcan River, and it would probably be attached to that. In other cases, that may not be there.
The sign that says weight limit, put the sign right below that.
Just put it right over the weight limit.
Yeah. One way to get the bridge.
They don't pay attention to that anyway.
So, any discussion, further discussion or motion?
I mean, if we authorize 1,500, that's five 42-inch signs, correct? That's
up
enough
to
up that it would essentially cover the five signs to be full size if there was Warren found that there was
right.
some spot to put them.
Right.
So I mean, it really comes down to we want to authorize up to $1,500 to spend on the signs or not. Which I mean, I don't have a problem with it. I think it'd be better to have our name on it, just at least to acknowledge. Where somebody might be, most people don't know where Lebanon Township is anyway. So.
Or know that it's the Musconetcan River,
yeah.
Or know that it's Wildenstein.
Yeah.
All of the above.
So, I mean, I'd say to authorize the $1,500 expenditure that they have Warren and Nancy and the Musconetcan Watershed Association figure out what works, in my opinion. That's... No, if that's a motion or however that works for the scenario.
I'll second.
Yes.
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 Yes. Thank you very much.
Very much.
It won't be a secret anymore.
Next item. Chief Crampton of the Volunteer Fire Department said he would be here unless other events precluded that. I don't see him here, so. Okay, so, yeah, he doing more important work, we'll say, so we'll have to reschedule that, I guess. So then we've got three items that from the Park Committee that we'll take in the order, but the floor is yours for now for whatever.
My name is Eric Petrick. I live at 7 Boulderfield Road right here in the township, and I'm a member of the park committee here and Friends of Memorial Park. First thing I'm
which just for the record, that's an independent organization.
Yes.
Of the township.
Nonprofit, I guess. Let me hand out some stuff.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That's all right. I don't get to vote. I don't have a say. I have a say. I don't have a vote. All right. So about a year ago, a group of township citizens got together and decided that we needed to do something to preserve the legacy of Pat Shriver, who served this town for decades. And I served with her on the park committee, Friends Memorial Park, and one of the things that kind of happened organically was that every year when we did Day in the Park, we would have bands there, and people would kill to play here. And Pat would have her guys from Custom Alloy come in and build this stage on the back of these, like, 18-wheelers. And bands kept asking, what about a stage, a covered stage? Because the sun was, you know, tough. Rain was tough. And after she passed, you know, that kind of stuck with us. And we came up with the idea that, you know, let's get a stage up here. Highbridge has a stage. You know, they have concerts all summer long. Other townships do. And also, we found out that there's grant money, too, that would help fund concerts like that. So when we started talking about it, we were like, this is what Pat was about. And Pat got that park started. I mean, she got a lot of things started around here, but that her heart was in that park. And I can tell, I served with her for 10-plus years on Friends, and she was all about that park. So we came up with the idea of building a stage for her, you know, in her honor. And there's nothing that I can think of, that we can think of, that would serve that purpose any better. And it just comes at a great time. Because honestly, I mean, we're getting set up for the Fall Fest. And when I told the guy that organizes all the music and all the bands and the sound guy, when I told him that we're working on a stage, they want to sign up now. They just want to play. So it's going to be used. It's going to be. It's going to breathe a whole new, different life in that, you know. And there's nothing that would be more, you know, fitting for Pat to be gone and just have a whole new, like, era of her to, you know, live on after that. So that's what this is. This is just like an explanation of it. But the second thing, this is the concept that we have for it. We want to keep it rustic, you know, in keeping with, you know, the township and everything. So, and I'm in the process of talking to a local architect who's ready to jump on board, you know, whenever we're organized and ready. So this is a basic concept of it. And that map, if you're looking at it, what we're thinking about doing, because we're also applying for a grant through the county to kind of help fundraise this, and if we get that money, we're thinking about, or even if we don't, we'll raise it. Where the volleyball courts are, that's where the stage would be. And if you look at that map, that it would be oriented down toward the pavilion, the hill, and that we might have to prune some trees and stuff. But what's nice about that is that ground, it's level. If we need to build it up or anything, we can. It's where the volleyball courts are. And what we do is we would take the volleyball courts and move them down to in front of the concession stand, which would enhance the front of the park. It would look more like a park, too. You'd have the field, and you'd have volleyball courts right in the front of the park. So it wouldn't take anything from the park. It would just add to it. And and those guys who play volleyball, were in contact with them. And they're fine as long as they can play volleyball. So, you know, we'll take care of that. But this is the whole concept. So if we get the go-ahead, we can. The architect wants to meet us and meet up at the park and go over this and throw ideas at us so that we can make this happen. We're trying to make it happen for next summer. So we're kind of pushing for that. And so that's kind of like the conceptual, you know, the whole thing there. Now, finally, this last piece, this is an email that Pat's niece sent. So that family is on board. I mean, everybody's on board with this. Everybody wants to make this happen. And if we get the go-ahead, you know,
I think it's a great
we're
idea.
We're going to make it happen. So. That's it. As long as we get the go-ahead, we'll do it. Now, it'll be, you know, we'll be working with Friends and, you know, stuff like that and doing it through that. And then if there's anything else we need to do in the process, then just let us know. But it's something that really needs to be done.
So you're looking for some kind of direction from the committee? right now.
Permission.
And the funding's going to be done, organized privately?
Yes.
And the only other thing that I can think about is in front of the concession is a mound, septic mound. So the volleyball courts may, if I'm correct, be moved further to closer to the road.
Well, no. The park still has the land out front. We could just mow ahead and put it a little further off. It goes out and then it goes down.
Right.
So as long as we mow that and we can level that and put the fields there, we just put it past the center.
Okay.
Because the park has all that land.
Right.
So we just mow, if we got to level some land, do that and talk to Spencer about the field. But, yeah.
I mean, I think the – correct me, but I think the action we could take tonight is to endorse the concept.
Correct.
But as the design takes shape, mm-hmm. I mean, right now we don't know if it's as big as a football field or as big as,
It would be a 300-square-foot stage.
Yep.
So the decking for the stage would be 300 square feet.
Yep.
And the building itself would probably, obviously go bigger than that, but not too much. I mean, based on this, we'd have to look at that. Like the footprint, I'm not sure
but
what
that's,
the footprint
would be. But my point is, I think tonight we would approve an endorsement of the concept,
mm-hmm.
with the understanding that, at milestones, we'd be back to give approval for specific
issues. Right. So if we come up with a plan,
exactly.
we bring them in and say, hey,
exactly.
How does this look? Okay. Yeah.
If that's how normally this would be done,
there's a lot of things, a lot of mileposts we need milestones we need to hit along the way. The first thing that jumps out to me is who the actual grant applicant would be.
Right. Right,
and things of that nature. I agree. This is an inception decision now, and there's a lot of things. Once this proceeds forward, we've had other towns successfully do this, and it's there's a lot of steps, but certainly your discretion.
Would you, in what we're considering, would you phrase it anything other than
not at this juncture. Just it's up or down at this point, and.
Okay.
Plenty of hoops we have to jump through.
Okay.
Now, can Mark and I, we're on the subcommittee, so can we vote on this or not? We should be out there right now.
Yeah, we all work together. We're the people who got together.
And to be clear, that's as private citizens. I mean, the committee hasn't designated a subcommittee, and that's where it is a little tricky because Brian is liaison with the park committee.
That's true, and these are park
but
people.
But he's liaison. That certainly isn't because that's a designation to the group.
Because essentially this is a subcommittee of the Friends of Memorial Park is realistically what that group would be considered.
Yeah. Pretty much.
So they're acting as residents with the obvious constraints that go on in elected officials.
At this point... The question is whether or not that in any way divides your loyalty on the decision-making process. So, and at this point, it's a conceptual plan. There's no finance involved at this point in the discussion. So, I can't say that at some point those roles won't be adverse, but I don't believe at this point that they are. If there's funding involved and some type of agreement between the two entities, it might become
between the committee and that group.
Right, right. There may
that's
become
understandable.
Financial
yeah.
obligations that you would be perceived to have divided loyalties.
And the other thing too, along the lines of the finances, I know that they had started some fundraising last year for Memorial Park with this particular sign. And I just want to make sure if people start giving money and they're giving it towards this, that can it be worded in a way that the funding definitely goes for the stage and not into the overall general fund for Memorial Park so that people aren't misled?
But you're saying that's to Friends of Memorial Park.
That'll be going to Friends. We don't have
any
jurisdiction.
It doesn't go to
the
general
that.
Fund of Lebanon Township.
Right. But if this, you remember
this
the sign?
Yeah, but it doesn't have any,
by
we don't have any jurisdiction
Memorial
over
Park?
That. We can't make any restrictions.
A 401c?
Yeah.
So it would be funded in your house.
Yeah,
not in our
right.
house.
Right.
I think we have to be prepared that if there is grant funding sought and received, that most grant sources are going to require the municipality to be participant, if not the sole recipient of those funds. not saying Pertus, that's without question, but that's very likely, at which point we are financial partners. I think that's to be anticipated.
As this pulls forward, yeah.
Correct.
Yeah.
But if somebody, a resident, comes in tomorrow and wants to write a check for $1,000, for example, for the stage.
To whom?
Well, that's the question. I mean, if
they have to go to Friends of Memorial Park.
So then it goes to Friends of Memorial Park, but how is it guaranteed they need to know that. That's what I'm trying to get at. You have to manage their expectations.
I can't give advice as to what the Friends should do.
Friends of Memorial Park should have a mission statement. They should have a board of directors.
I don't think any of us should give advice to them as to how they manage their finances in an open forum. It can be accomplished. I'll just say that. I don't want to give representations of how they should do that properly. And it can be done. And again, if we become a financial partner, there's ways to do what you're talking about from our perspective. There are ways to do that.
Mm-hmm.
To so that somebody doesn't give money to the township for that specific purpose and it's spent on another purpose.
That's what I'm trying to get at. So.
But at this point, it's my understanding we're not going to be the fundraisers, so that's a moot point for us. If the grants materialize and we're an applicant, that's another decision-making point for this body.
So tonight the motion would be to heartily endorse creating a stage in honor of Pat Shriver and to further explore the exact size, location,
design, mechanics
of how that happens.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Any further discussion?
Based on the discussion we heard tonight from Mr. Petrick and what we have in our packets, it's the concept that we're looking at right now, and that's what you had motioned on and been a second at the table here.
Correct.
Okay.
So roll call.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Thank Excellent. You. Thank you.
Second. All right. As far as maintenance of the park, Friends is working to contract Homestead to maintain the whole park pretty much. Because what happened was when Georgia moved, she used to take care of the whole the 9/11 memorial, the Veterans Walk, all that. She and her guys did that.
And the beds, too.
What's that?
All the beds around here.
And when she moved, she wanted to make sure that we could take that all on. So in doing that, we couldn't do that just through volunteer work. So we'd like to contract Homestead Landscaping to go through all that. And I think that they've been contacting Kim, I think, and with the insurance thing, that's right. That. But we just want permission to once that's all settled, to just contract them to come in and take over maintenance of the landscaping and grooming of the park.
Just to confirm, that would be paid for by Friends of Memorial Park?
Yes, that would be paid.
Doing work on township-owned property.
And insurance?
And so I think whatever we approve tonight would have to be run, you know, with acceptable coverage from the attorney.
There's other issues that raises also that I'm really not comfortable discussing in open.
Okay.
Liability and other contractual issues.
Okay. So should we table that to executive session?
Yeah, I would need clarification, and not knowing what the answers are going to be, I can't really give you guidance.
Okay.
So is there anything that you would need from us as far
certainly
as
the form of the contract? That's
there's several issues. I think it'd be advisable that somebody will reach out to you, whether it's I'm advised to or somebody up here, after we've had an opportunity to discuss it, and okay. I can alert the committee as to our exposure on it.
All right. Yeah, just let us know how to get that done. That's all.
Yeah.
Whatever they have to do or we have to do. I mean, that's why I'm here.
Okay.
And also, Steve Bardecker, we wanted to redo the ball field because of the fire and ice thing, and yeah, there was all it totally needs to be redone. I did give him a call and just, you know, let him know that that needed to be done. But when I spoke to Kim, you know, again, there's insurance stuff and I guess contracts and stuff that, because in the past it kind of worked differently. We call him and he'd just come and do it. So I just want to make sure that we're doing what we need to do now to make sure. Is that kind of on the same kind of?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, absolutely.
So
we'll put that in the same discussion and
okay,
get back to you on that.
Okay. All right. So that's it. And what's the next thing? Oh, the funds for Rizzo's reptile program. Friends hires Rizzo's through the Clean Communities program, I believe, the grant money. And I just wanted to just bring that up, that Friends plans on doing that again this year and working through that. And that's about it, except I have a letter for Warren and the DPW for the it's a thank you letter for helping us out with all the stuff this spring out there and just all the stuff you do in general. Right, we really do appreciate it and anything you guys can do for us.
Great, thank you.
So I guess in going forward, I'm just – oh, I'm sorry.
On the email that I have in front of me, there was also Fall Fest fundraiser.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Jeez. All right, so last year we had our – we kind of reinvented Day in the Park and kind of revamped it. It was kind of getting – you know, it was predictable. It was kind of – you know, it wasn't generating a lot of energy. So Friends took a year off. And we just kind of regrouped, and we had our first Fall Fest last year. We're kind of having another one again this year on the 29th, which is, and it's pretty much going to be the same kind of thing, just a fundraiser for
29th of what?
September. I'm sorry. September 29th, and it'll be from one to six, because we kind of changed the times. A little more light then.
And again, just to be clear, that's the private group Friends of Memorial
yes.
Park reserving
that's a non-profit
use of the park,
group, yes.
Just like any other organization
mm-hmm.
can use the park.
Yeah.
But obviously, you've got a much greater feedback emphasis to the community, so
sure,
we
yeah,
really appreciate
fundraiser
that.
For the
yeah,
park. Yeah.
Okay.
All that money for the park.
Okay. So I don't think there's any action required for that. For the hiring Rizzo's reptiles.
We just need to make a motion to approve the. Do we need to make any motion or no, Karen?
I don't think so. I think it just really needs to be noted at the meeting that you're aware that it's going to take place.
Does hiring Rizzo's reptiles?
Well, I was going to ask. That's coming
plan?
Out of Clean Communities money.
Yes.
Correct? That I would approve because it's coming out of the funds
that's
that we
I
have
think.
In the township. Yeah.
Do you know the amount, approximately? Could we?
There's a lot of numbers. I don't know offhand.
How,
he was there
how
last
soon
year.
Do it as a not
he was
to
there
exceed?
Last year. Not to
so we might
given
have
an approximate.
Maybe they have an invoice.
For some reason, I'm thinking.
How soon do you need that approval? What's the date? The timing of that?
Oh, I haven't even called him yet.
No, I mean when. Can we if once we have a number on August on our August 1st meeting, can we do it, or do you need?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So we would need.
Let's
that
just
number.
Get the number.
Yeah, yeah.
That we're approving.
I'll get it for you as
okay.
soon as I can.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I'll be not talking problem. To you probably. So.
What's that?
Get that to me, and
I just wanted yeah. to make sure you didn't need that contract signed.
Oh no.
10 days
no,
or something.
No,
okay.
No,
then
he's
we'll
super easy to work with.
Okay. Good.
All right.
Excellent. Thank you very much. I mean, I would absolutely agree that the park makes a huge contribution to the community. And thank you guys very much for that. Any other comment on the park? Okay, then the next item of new business are three raffle applications, which I'll describe what
so
all three are.
Put on the agenda next
I'll describe the three. But the proposal would be to have a consolidated motion for the rapid applications. So the first is St. John Neumann Church. Raffle to be held October 12th, 2018, 6 to 9 p.m. And this would be raffling off miscellaneous gift baskets valuing range $5 to $150 for building maintenance support. The second raffle application, also St. John Lennon Church, December to be held December 2nd, 2018, at 12 p.m. This is a cash giveaway. 50% of proceeds spread across first, second, third, also for church building maintenance. The third is for Voorhees High School Booster Club on various dates through August and September and October. This is also 50% of cash proceeds for the football team and cheerleading squad support. And the fourth one is also for Voorhees High School. These are another cash proceeds. This is to support the field hockey team. The date is October 16, 2018. Any discussion, comments on the four raffle applications, or there would be one motion to approve all four?
I'll make one motion to approve all four raffle applications for St. John Newman and the Voorhees Vikings Booster Club.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Thank you. The next item is to acknowledge that we've received a solicitor's license application for nine individuals representing Adaptive Environmental, which is a pest control service. So our police department has reviewed the solicitor's licenses for these nine individuals who will be going door to door in the township as they're allowed to by law. And the police approved the backgrounds and applications of these individuals. So that will be happening. It says here, I have the date in front of me. For the next 3 months. They're allowed to do it for the next 3 months.
Do we need to sign these things? Because it says Township Committee Acknowledgement. I don't know if that's something we have to do or if it's just a technicality.
I assume we'll sign it once it's in the minutes now.
We all have to sign it. Just one person?
Okay, so next item of business is DPW employee who's resigned. DPW liaison Wonder, would you like to?
Yes, James Cahorn will no longer be working for Lebanon Township Road Department as of June 29th of 2018.
I think, as we normally do with retirements and the like, that we'd have a motion to formally accept his resignation and wish him well in his next endeavors.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
A roll call?
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes.
And while we're on that subject, kind of, we are short manpower, so the committee's going to have to give some consideration soon to that. Yep.
And the next item of business is a resignation from the Library Committee. Would you like to?
Yeah, this is from Kristen Petrick of the Library Committee. This letter is to inform you that I will be stepping down effective July 10th from my position on the Bunnvale Library Committee. My family will be moving at the end of the summer and will no longer be living in the area. I am confident that the Bunnvale Library Committee will find a suitable replacement that is able to carry on the mission of the library. Respectfully, Kristen Petrick. So we accept that with regrets.
And wish her well in her next endeavors. Is there a second?
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. And then we'll be also looking for new people, new person, at least on the library committee.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's right.
Okay, next item is presentation of vouchers.
Okay, DPW, we have Sealmaster Products and Service in the amount of $5,541. Montage Enterprises, parts, blades, in the amount of $1,490.46. Campbell Foundry Company for frames and miscellaneous items in the amount of
$4,560. That's all.
I have one that qualifies here for Gephardt and Kiefer for general services rendered for June 2018, the amount of $1,833.
I have the New Jersey State Health Benefits Plan July for active and retired employees, $38,696.25. I have a return of a construction escrow fee to Brian and Audrey Stratton in the amount of $6,368.37. August 1st, we have the New Jersey Environmental Infrastructure Trust payment. This is on an open space loan from 2003 for $30,812.73. We also have what's titled Funding for Closing Costs for the Pelio Property. When we passed the ordinance for the acquisition of Pelio, the township said that we would spend up to $55,000 of our open space fund, so this transfers $55,000 to that account. The current best budget, nothing's final until all the numbers are worked out tomorrow, but it looks like we'll end up paying about $38,000 of the $55,000 that we budgeted. Next is Cooperative Communications. So this is our phone, our old phone provider, $1,049.09 for the month of June. Cornerstone Printing, this is for the summer newsletter and mailing, $2,391.37. Groendike Associates, this is for the volunteer fire department accident policy, $2,460. And the Hunterdon County Clerk's Office for the primary election costs in June, $4,549.01.
I have one for Animal Control Solutions for several animal-type incidents between May 10th and June 3rd for $1,835.
I have a couple, Police and Firemen Retirement Fund, Pension Fund. This is retroactive salary increases for various quarters. $2,223.96. Then I have one for Griffith Allen Trucking, gasoline for the police, which is $1,005.27. That's it.
And I think just to clarify, because I was confused on the retroactive, those are for the year 2015, which is when the current contract was originally entered.
Changed,
so this
yeah.
has just been quite a delay in getting that set up. Presentation of vouchers. Is there a motion to approve the vouchers?
I'll make a motion to approve the vouchers.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Correspondence. Can I read the one that just came in from the clerk? It's not on the agenda. So, dear Warren Gabriel and members of the DPW from the Township of Lebanon Memorial Park, Friends of Memorial Park. Thank you for your assistance in our last park maintenance and cleanup day at the Lebanon Township Memorial Park, specifically relocating the sand pile to the volleyball courts, tree removal on the walking path, and tarring the cracks in the parking lots. In addition, friends would like to thank you for your continuous help throughout the years in maintaining the park. Your hard work does not go unnoticed or unappreciated. Thank you all again, and be well. Sincerely, Eric Petrick, Chairman. So, like so many letters we get appreciating our DPW, we appreciate the DPW. Next correspondence is the tax collector's report for the month of June. Taxes collected for the year 2018, $199,888.07. Taxes collected from 2017, $68,216.05. Interest payments of $13,352. 2017 year-end penalty, $782.19. Interest year-end penalty, $64.53. And a return check fee of $20 for total receipts of $282,322.84. And we also have correspondence. We received the minutes from the Environmental Open Space Commission from June 3rd. Any comments on the correspondence? With that, the next agenda item is public comments. If there's a motion to open a public comment.
I'll make a motion to open a public comment.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
This time the floor is open to any member of the public that would like to make a comment.
Ron Mikowski, Rockyland Road. Just a quick question. What is the Project Lifesaver? Police department? Put money in for the county sheriff's department?
Oh, that was that's tracking devices for people with special needs, that elderly and the like, who might get lost. It's a county program.
And the other thing is I saw in there that you had rented a sealing machine for doing the roads. How did it work out? I never saw it on the...
Well, from what I understand.
I saw them on the road. It looked like they were covering some ground pretty quick, so I just looked like it was well worth it.
Yeah.
Good.
See how it works.
Thank you.
That's all.
Any other public comments? Seeing no one indicating comment, is there a motion to close public comment?
So moved.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. With that, we will be going into executive session. Four items that I'm aware of. One is a personnel matter. One is an item of attorney-client privilege, specifically related to the Little Brook Lane Association. Another is a matter of security, building security. And then the Friends of Memorial Park discussion, which I would call contract/liability exposure.
Yes.
And I'm not anticipating that we'll take any action after the meeting tonight, the executive session. So with that, is there a motion for resolution number 55-2018 to go into executive session?
I'll make a motion to approve resolution 55-2018 to go into executive session for the four items discussed before.
I'll second.
A roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, I'm sorry.